Well, Kevin, Tyrone, 4 wins from 4 games. You have to be heading to Navan tomorrow in a pretty confident mood.
Yeah, Tom, it's going very well. You couldn't ask for better. I suppose if you put in the 5 in the McKenna Cup, they're actually going for 10 out of 10. But I'm under no illusions. I think tomorrow's going to be a very, very tough test. Meath are only sitting with 3 league points. Probably not the position that most people would have expected them to be in. But I think you can discount probably their first 3 games as their last time out is the result that I would look at, where they went to Galway and took a point off Galway. That'll have given them a massive lift. And I know over the years, Tyrone and Meath battles have been very fierce and intense. And I don't expect anything different tomorrow. I think, Tyrone went to Galway and looked as if they were going to steamroll Galway. Last 15 minutes, they lost Sean or Colm Kavanagh, who's been a crucial player for Tyrone this last few years. He went off and the whole thing seemed to go with them, and to finish up Tyrone were probably fortunate to get a win. And then the same thing happened in Laois in their last away game. They were comfortable, they were 8 or 9 points up, and again Colm had to go off injured, and again the momentum went with them. In the last 15 minutes Laois come back, and it took a save from Mickey O'Neill to get us the win. So I think they need to be wary of Meath tomorrow. If they do get a lead, they need to close the game out.
And I suppose, looking at the record books as well, I know you've got the better of them in recent years, but there's never been much between you.
No. I suppose you go way back till 20 years ago now, that infamous 96 All-Ireland semi-final. I suppose that was the first meeting of the two in Championship football. And since then, Tyrone, I think it was 2007, the year before they won their last All-Ireland. They went to Croke Park that year as Ulster champions and they met Meath in the quarter-final, and Meath turned them over again. So, I think last year, as far as I know, was maybe the first time that Tyrone got the better of them in senior championship football. They won by 2 points in the qualifiers in Omagh. But over the years, league football, there's been very little between the two teams. And as you know yourself, Tom, Navan's not an easy place to go and get a result.
Mm. Looking at the team selection, for the first time in the five games, Mickey Hart has made no changes. What do you make of that?
I suppose, Mickey has always made a few changes to every team, even the goalkeepers there. The 9 games so far, they've been rotating between Niall Morgan and Mickey O'Neill, but he's went with Niall again tomorrow for the second game in a row, and perhaps that's a sign of the fact that after tomorrow, I suppose Tyrone need 3 points from the last 3 games to get promotion. So if they were to achieve that and get into the league final, that would give them 4 games before the championship. So Mickey's probably starting to try and get a settled team in place. And I suppose last Saturday night, when Derry were very disappointing, apart from the opening 13, 14 minutes when they led 4-2, they offered very little. But the man says that you only beat what's put in front of you. And I suppose Mickey, because it was such a comprehensive win, he showed faith in the starting 15 again. And the good thing about that, Tom, is I suppose that gives them boys a wee bit of confidence. But at the same time, if you look at the Tyrone bench, if things aren't going according to plan in Navan tomorrow, he's got plenty of options to bring on.
And I suppose that's the difference. That has been the difference between Tyrone, as you see, in Galway and others. You have the strength and depth, and probably will be the difference again tomorrow, you would be hoping.
Well, that's it, Tom. Everybody, I suppose, apart from Ronan McNabb, who suffered a cruciate last year, and hopefully he'll be back later on in the summer. But you have everybody available to you, and for the first time maybe in a number of years, that Tyrone really has got strength and depth when it comes to the panel. The last time Tyrone would have won an All-Ireland minor was 6 years ago, and Ronan O'Neill has struggled there to recover from an injury there. It nearly took him 2 years, but this last 3 or 4 games he's been really coming to the fore, playing the type of football that everybody was expecting. When he was a minor, he was such a brilliant talent. He is such a brilliant talent, but he's really, really coming to the fore this last 2 or 3 games. And then you've got other boys that were on that 2010 minor team too. There's actually Richard Donnelly, who was man of the match last weekend, got 4 points from play against Derry. And you've got the likes of Niall Sludden, you know, your boys coming in of that team of 6 years ago. They're now 24. They're coming into a great age for inter-county football, and that gives the whole Tyrone panel strength and depth, and it keeps the pressure on the established players.